I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Yesterday, I shared with listeners that the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Enforcement Division recently named its 2024 Conservation Officer of the Year. Well, during the recent awards ceremony at Camp Ripley, the agency also announced four other awards within the division. I'll share their names when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. In addition to the Officer of the Year award, DNR Enforcement Division Director Colonel Rodman Smith recognized four other officers on February 12th as part of the division's annual award celebration at Camp Ripley. Honorees included Conservation Officer Tyler Romaker, who received the Boat and Water Safety Achievement Award. Officer Romaker, who is stationed in La Crescent, has been a conservation officer since 2018. Officer Shane Vernier, who is stationed in Wilmer, received the Waterfowl Enforcement Achievement Award. A CO since 2015, Officer Vernier works hard to protect the habitat that draws waterfowl to his area. CO Cassie Block, who is also stationed in Wilmer and has been a CO since 2020, received the Willard Munger Wetlands Achievement Award. Finally, Officer Darren Kittleson, who is stationed in International Falls and has been a CO since 2005, received the Enforcement Education Achievement Award. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.